It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday. Thank you for being locked in. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down in New York City. And this is where we will be for the next hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a minute, you've missed a lot. It's Thursday. And right now we got some Thursday night football action going on in the city of brotherly love on the south side. We got Washington, the Commanders leading the Eagles 7-0. And 12 minutes to go here in the first half. And slow start by the Eagles. I still got the Eagles winning this game. Holding and having a firmer grasp on the NFC East. We'll keep you updated as we continue on here on the air for the next hour. And we've been here a while. Thank you so much to our guest earlier in the show. Brian Howell joined us from the Boulder Daily Camera to talk about the Colorado Buffaloes, the future of Deion Sanders, the future of Shador, who wins the Heisman. Brian feels that Deion will ultimately retire from coaching with the Buffaloes. He doesn't think he's going anywhere else. We talked about Dan Lanning, whether or not he's going to move on to the NFL. Apparently, there's some interest that he moves on. John Gruden has a new job with Barstool. Harrison Butker dealing with an injury. Yeah, he's going to miss the next month. The kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs is going to be out starting this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. And how about this? Just minutes ago, Mike Tyson, 58-year-old Mike Tyson, slapped Jake Paul. Yeah, they fight tomorrow on Netflix. I guess whatever you got to do to drum up attention. Mike Tyson, we just talked about LeBron. He triple-double, three straight triple-double. He's about to be 40. Waking up, rolling out of bed, doing it. Anyway, the phone number here, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, Mike Tyson. And I get it. He's getting paid money. That's all that matters, right? He looks good. 58-year-old Mike Tyson. Hickey, did you see him at the weigh-in?
I did. He looked better than I anticipated.
The guy is jacked. He's lost fat. He looks like he's nothing but muscle. I guess when you get that muscle memory, even at 58 years old, you've been doing this your whole life. Take some time off, but your body goes, hey, it's time to work. And he looks good. And Jake Paul was on the stage. He kind of crouched down. I don't know what he was doing, taunting Mike Tyson. And he stood up, and he promptly got slapped. Now, if Mike Tyson, he's not going to punch him and mess up the money tomorrow. I don't know, man. I just, for Mike Tyson's sake as a boxer, Mike Tyson doesn't have the most sterling reputation as a human being. I think more recently over the years, he's become more docile. I think as a lot of us get older. For his boxing legacy, one of the most devastating heavyweights of all time, the most intimidating heavyweight of all time, I just hope that he doesn't get sucked into the joke too much tomorrow. Like, we know this is an entertainment fight. This isn't a legitimate fight. There are certain states where you can't even gamble on this because people are looking at it as an exhibition. They're fighting 2 minutes, eight rounds. Like, It's not real. The best thing that could happen is everybody makes money. It's somewhat entertaining. There's some slapstick comedy. There's a moment here. But then at least Mike Tyson can walk away with his dignity. Could you imagine if Mike Tyson is on the ground? Oh, man. And maybe he does. Maybe he does end up on the floor. I have no idea. But they're just pulling out all the stops to sell this. If you got Netflix, you already got it for free. And this is bananas. I saw this clip. Jazzy's World is a young reporter. Jazzy, I don't know if she's older than 12 or 13 years old. Hickey, I don't even think she's that old, right? She got to be 11 or something at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, right in that range. Preteen.
Yeah, and she's been around as a child reporter. She does an excellent job. She's going to have a job for a long time. She goes out to all the fights, talks to all the celebrities, and she asked Mike Tyson about his legacy. And let's just say Mike Tyson doesn't believe in legacy, and he wasn't afraid to tell a child.
I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead. I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone?
Whoa. Hickey, could you imagine being 11 years old in front of Mike Tyson? He's saying that to you.
You're dead. You're dust. You're nothing.
Oh, there's no filter in his brain that goes, this is a child. Don't say this in front of the child. Tone it down in front of the child. Nothing clicked in his brain to say this is a kid. Did he forget? Was he thinking about it? Does he know?
You know what? Good life advice, I think.
To a child?
Teach him early that, you know, you can, if you use the advice the right way, nothing's that big of a deal. You'll survive. You'll move on. The world will continue. Maybe it helps, you know, young kids just be successful in life going forward.
Could you imagine if she just stood there, started crying? And this is why she's good. She was just like, okay, all right, never heard this before, but thank you. She's a pro's pro, even though she's a child. Damn, Mike. Mike has, what was that guy that he used to give the hug and a kiss to? He thought it was a baby. Hezbollah? Well, not Hezbollah.
Oh, boy.
his name is not Hezbollah.
Hasabula.
Is that what it is? Yes. Hasbula? No.
No, Hezbollah is something different.
Oh, my God.
Hasabula?
I don't know. Hezbollah. I think it's Hasbollah.
I think you're something like, I mean, yeah, I'm not too well-versed. It's something like that.
Somewhere between what we are both saying. It is not Hezbollah. It is definitely not that.
We're in the right ballpark for sure.
But this guy is what? He's like almost 30 years old. And he has a condition. He's like a child. And he saw Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was giving him a hug and a kiss on his lap. And he's like, I didn't know that he was a grown-ass man. Oh, man. Where's he been, Hickey? I feel like he had a stretch of like 3 years. I haven't seen him much recently.
You are right about that. I don't know if the shtick got, you know, old and now it's just you've seen it, you know, move on. Uh-huh. I don't know. But you are right. He has been quiet recently.
I hope he's okay. He used to be at all the fights and everything. I don't know where he's at.
Well, I guess you got to see if he's there tomorrow then.
Hezbollah. Whatever his name is. I don't know.
Hutzpah?
Yeah, he got a lot of hutzpah trying to fight Mike Tyson while he's getting kissed and hugged. We'll see what this joke of a fight looks like. Look, Jake Paul making a lot of money doing these, you know, halfway exhibitions. He has fought in, you know, UFC fighters, older UFC guys. Nate Robinson, a basketball player, knocked him out. Embarrassing. He lost. His only loss is against a real boxer in Tommy Fury. Nate Diaz, a decision. Mike Perry. He's not fighting. He's not fighting boxers. And so he was upset yesterday. And when he was asked, you know, when are you going to fight a real guy? He ain't qualified to do so. Listen to this. He got mad.
Jake, you were just talking about your career and how it's grown. And you've said in the past that you want to be taken seriously as a boxer. So if that is your goal, when can we expect you to start fighting legitimate contending fighters in your given weight class?
I think you're the same dumbass from the other venue.
I asked
that same dumbass question.
And you didn't answer.
And you're sitting here disrespecting Mike Tyson to his face once again.
I asked you a question.
Do you not think that he's a serious boxer?
No, come on. Deflection, deflection, deflection. When are you going to fight somebody that's your age, in your weight class? And he doesn't care. He does not give a damn. You're going to be swimming in the money. This is almost a Jerry Jones-ish. If I can make the money, what else matters, you know? He's not trying to win championships and win titles. He ain't going to get no belts, but he's making tons of money being a jackass. Whatever. However you get the dough. We got a lot of people just trying to make money. by being ridiculous. I'm going to pop in on that fight tomorrow. I'm going to watch. I am. I'm going to watch it. Reluctantly. It's almost like a train wreck. One of those things where you can't look away. I hope Mike Tyson is not embarrassed tomorrow. We do not need that. You know, we see legitimate boxers get pushed to the side because of the lack of the entertainment aspect of it. You know, as much as people liked or loved or hated Floyd Mayweather Jr., like, people tuned in because he was an entertainer. That's what it is. He built himself up into a character, an exaggeration of himself. I think a lot of it is real, but he took it to the moon and he knew how to make money. Like, it's not rocket science in trying to go out and market or sell a fight. It's just the lack of legitimacy when it comes to the fighting. That's just, we have gone past celebrity boxing into, here's some crap, watch it. Like, well, what are we getting next? We're going to put Roy Jones Jr. back in a ring against who? Who's he going to fight? I don't know. A musician? I don't know. I've had enough of this. I'll watch, though. That's all that matters, right? 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Thursday Night Football, the score has not changed. We're still looking at Washington 7, the Eagles nothing. 8 minutes to go here in the first half. I was hoping that this game would be a little bit more competitive, but it's still plenty of time as we get ready to open up another week in the NFL season, week 11. Another game that I'm really looking forward to on Sunday. We have the Ravens and the Steelers in the early portion of the day. And then in the second half, the second slate of games, we got the Chiefs and Bills. That'll definitely be a good one. I mean, it seems like every time these two teams face off against each other, you have the real potential to say this could be an AFC championship game. And unfortunately for the Buffalo Bills, let's just say things historically have not gone their way. In head-to-head matchups, including the playoffs, Patrick Mahomes leads four wins. He leads 4-3. And that's what really matters. And then when it comes to the postseason, Patrick Mahomes has beaten Josh Allen 3 damn times. And so this was brought to Josh Allen's attention ahead of this matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills on Sunday. And Josh Allen was just like, you know what? It doesn't matter if our stats are similar. Where are the W's at? I don't got them.
You look at your numbers in head-to-head meetings between you and Patrick. They're virtually the same. What does that say about you being the two? It's made.
Well, I know we haven't beat him in the playoffs, so that's the only thing that kind of matters.
Yeah, we haven't beat him in the playoffs. That's the only thing that matters. Head coach Sean McDermott, he says, yeah, we got to beat him in the playoffs, but Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, two of the best QBs, this is magic for the league.
I think it's been great for the league. I think it's great for the fans to be able to watch these two elite quarterbacks go at it. Even though they're not really playing against each other, as everyone likes to make it out to be. I don't know, but I feel like, you know, they both have a ton of respect for one another and their game, right, which is also cool to see.
Now, I did mention earlier in the show, and I will say it again now, the Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker is not going to be available. He has a left knee injury. This is his plant leg, not his kicking leg. This is his plant leg. He's expected to be out for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Kansas City Chiefs are currently undefeated. Now, I never looked at them and said, oh, my God, are they going to win all 17 games? No, they're gonna lay an egg. I mean, they had to win last week, blocking field goals. Like, the chickens eventually are going to come home to roost. And I know this is a Kansas City Chiefs team that is getting healthier. Isaiah Pacheco is going to be returning sooner than later. We have DeAndre Hopkins, who they just added in a trade. We see the benefits of having him out there. And Patrick Mahomes, he hasn't peaked. This team on the offensive side of the ball has yet to peak. And the offense is really going to have to do some damage now that you're missing one of the most clutch kickers, one of the best kickers that we've seen in the NFL over the past several years. Harrison Butker, he could sit at home with his damn wife. I'll tell you this, Patrick Mahomes, he knows. Our offense, we got to hit the stride. We got to get better.
They do a great job of being really, really good at their scheme with great players. They rush the passer well, and it's not just one guy. It's a multitude of guys that play extremely hard and get after the passer, and then they turn the ball over. And that's the staple of great defenses is being able to rush the passer, stop the run, and turn the ball over, and they do all those things really, really well. And so it's going to take our best football, like I said. And I know it sounds cliche, but in order to win this game, you have to play your best football. And I think that we're going to have to go out there and do that, and it's going to be a tough environment to do it in.
Hickey, Bills at home, right?
I like the Chiefs here.
Oh, no. They're just going to beat everybody ass with no kicking now?
In a close game, which, damn. I mean, they are just thriving in, I trust them much more than I trust the Bills right now.
Even without the kicker? No Butker?
Even without the kicker. Well, you know what's, damn. You know, they're due, right? You see who they signed today?
They got a guy from the Jets practice squad.
The only Jets kicker they have right now on the roster.
Yeah, because Zerline is ass. They had to move him to the side.
So, former Jets kicker, I feel like he's due to go like 3 for 3 on Sunday.
Oh, come on.
In Orchard Park, too. Maybe get some conditions as well. You know he's due to just have a perfect day and probably kick the game-winning kick.
What, just to punish the Jets a little bit more?
That, and also because, you know, with the Chiefs, I don't want to say it's the luck, but just kind of how things have been breaking their way, it feels like that's just the next domino to fall. And right now, what's been a perfect season.
This game is going to go back and forth. It's going to be crazy. I don't know. Are they going to get close to 50 points total? This is going to be the typical back and forth, drive you crazy, maybe go to overtime type game. Hickey, I'm going to give it to the Buffalo Bills, and I'll say this. By the time we get to the postseason, the Chiefs beat them then, okay?
That's the script for the last 2 years, right? Winning the regular season, losing the postseason. That's what the Bills have done.
That's what it feels like. Let's see if we get any type of difference. And this game tonight is just, are the Eagles going to wake up? Like, what are they doing? They know they got, do they know they're playing in a game, or were they stuck on what happened last week?
It's unbelievable how slow starting their offense is. They can't get into high gear. Now, you're midway through the second, so now it's lasting a little bit longer than that. But it's like they are like the worst first quarter offense in all the NFL. And it doesn't make any sense because they have all that talent. Yeah. Well, it does make sense because the coaching stinks. Yeah. But like, that's part of it. They always Hurts. Get off to these slow starts.
Hurts. Did you see Hurts on the bench? He looks miserable.
Does he ever look happy, though?
No. This time, he was just really...
Like, he looks like bad.
He's a slouch looking down, like staring into the ground, like he's staring through the ground. Like, what am I doing?
They just showed him on my screen here. Yeah that's like the 1,000-yard stare.
It's a little different miserable. He's like, what are we doing here? Bum-ass coach, what are we doing? What are you thinking? It's still time. Otherwise, well, I was going to say, otherwise they're going to get booed. They are going to get booed heading into halftime unless they score. So it's just the Philly way. 855-212-4227. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. All I have to say is the Jake Paul fight tomorrow between Tyson and Jake Paul, you know, here's one thing I have to say. I know you think that Paul's going to win, but I'm going to say
hold on. Who said that?
I thought that's what you said. I'll be honest with you. I thought that's what you were alluding to.
I said it, and then it was something I'm alluding to. No, I ain't picking no winner in a sham entertainment fight. So, no, I didn't allude. I did not allude to Jake Paul defeating Mike Tyson. I didn't say Jake Paul will win. I said that it would be a shame if Mike Tyson ended up on the floor. That's what I said.
Well, I personally feel I think Tyson is going to win because a couple of years ago, Roy Jones Jr. fought him. We're talking about somebody with 4 belts and said that Tyson had the hardest punch he'd ever felt. I don't think Jake Paul is going to be able to match up to Tyson. I will say this, I am very well hoping and praying that's what happens because Tyson was the greatest boxer, in my opinion, that's ever lived. So I would hate for him to go down against Jake Paul. And you're right, this is an exhibition fight. There's no belt on the line. I don't even know why they're weighing in for it, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it's all entertainment. And I know Roy Jones Jr. personally. And we're talking about two dudes who are both in their 50s who are going out there swinging away just to get a check. So even thinking about the legitimacy of what takes place tomorrow, I can't drive. There's a reason why we have certain states who are not even taking or allowing bets on this. It's just It's an exhibition. It's here for entertainment. And like I said, the best case scenario is they both walk away with tons of money and nobody is embarrassed, primarily Mike Tyson. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, we got more sports to get into. We got more to talk about. I want to talk about Michigan and something that they're trying to do. They are throwing the bag at a potential recruit.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, this is Eminem. Eminem is from... He's from Michigan. Michigan. Yeah, the team that won a national championship last year. And right now they suck. This is what happens. I don't think Sharon Moore is going to have that job for a long time. I think after next year they're going to be like, all right, bro, time to leave. But you know what? How about this? I saw this story. Kind of crazy. Hickey brought it to my attention. Michigan is trying to steal a recruit from LSU. This young man's name is Bryce Underwood. He also is, he's from Michigan. But years ago, he committed to playing quarterback at LSU. This young man is reported to be so good, he is so highly touted of a prospect, that Kentucky gave him his first offer at 14 years old. He's already listed at 6'4", 230, 240. He's a beast. He is. Not even in college yet, he's that damn big. Let me tell you again, Kentucky gave him his first offer at 14 years old. And so when you're in Michigan and you're trying to reclaim, I guess, part of what you had the past few years, but to do it without cheating, it's been reported that they're offering Bryce Underwood $10.5 million to decommit from LSU to play for his hometown school, to join Michigan, to play for the Wolverines. This man is the number one prospect in the 2025 recruiting class. Well, You thought NIL and collectives weren't going crazy? $10.5 million to play college football? Oh, it's over 4 years, so I guess that softens the blow just a little bit. And that's probably just the start, just to get him in the door. This is what Bryce Underwood had to say in May, because he talked about his biggest priority for wherever he plays next. This is what he told the Daily Wire.
Development, the quarterback position.
And like, they've had
a... As you go as far as, like, history and things like that, like, that was a big thing for me. Like, for Michigan, you got...
You're fine. Don't, yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he basically is like, nah, I'm not going to Michigan. And the way that they're going right now, would he change from LSU at least? I don't know. If he were to show up at Michigan and say, hey, I'm going to take the money, he's going to probably be on a team that by the time he gets there, what are they going to start punishing him again? Good move. I don't know if I'd go to LSU and hang out with Brian Kelly. It's not the worst thing. Hickey, would you change your mind and take the money to go to Michigan? I don't think so. I wouldn't go.
I would not, in part because I'm assuming if Michigan's ponying up $10.5 million, look, LSU ain't broke. They may not be able to match that offer exactly, but, I mean, I bet you they are in the ballpark, if not right there. And so you can get the same, maybe slightly below what Michigan has given you, which I'm sure helps raise the price of what LSU initially gave you, and go to the school you want to go to, which is LSU.
Man. And they bring a Tiger in from Florida every now and then, right?
That's right, which, you know, Michigan's not bringing a Wolverine on the sideline. And even if they did, not as intimidating as a Tiger.
I would have played sports in high school if I knew that I wasn't just going to get some measly scholarship. Come on, Hickey. Man, if I knew I could make some money in college, I would have tried to play something.
You would have pushed it on, what were we saying, basketball, baseball,
football? No, baseball. Just play basketball.
Basketball? All right.
Yeah. And or football. I'm too lazy for that stuff, though, you know? So
but
maybe
if you're talking about millions of dollars, does that change at all? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You've done $1 million now for you.
I'd be waking up. I'd be making eggs in the morning. I'd have some oatmeal right after. Have some fruit. Have some salads. What else does a college kid eat? Anything, whatever.
Yeah, anything. Go home on a Friday night, not go out, but instead study the playbook. Make sure you're ready to go.
I'd be eating like The Rock. How many meals does he eat a day? 12?
Probably.
Yeah, sprinkle a little creatine on my pancakes. Just to make it so that it's a college level. $10.5 million? Just to throw the football in college in Baton Rouge? Sign me up. Meanwhile, we got other schools. FSU. Poor guys at Tallahassee. Like, they're losing more recruits. They just lost another guy. I think they've lost 6 recruits over the past few weeks. They're just like, I'm not going there. Well, what's going on in Miami? I need to go to Miami. I'm not going to Florida State. Mike Norvell, this past Monday, he had a message. Let me know if this would resonate with you if you were 17 years old. Mike Norvell is telling everybody why they should still join the Seminoles.
It's just about, you know, being able to share as much as I can with them, you know, just the vision for what's ahead. We all know the expectation. Nothing's changed with that, you know, from when all the things they've done in the recruiting process. But, you know, these are not the results that they've wanted either. And, obviously, I think a lot of the guys that we have, you know, they're either committed or guys that are our top targets. I mean, you know, they're going to be part of that spark. They're going to be, you know, those difference makers that we've talked about, you know, throughout the course of the year that I think could come in and be able to put their stamp on this program.
Man, no, there's nobody care. For them to be able to come in and put a stamp, nobody wants to be a part of a loser. Nobody wants to just wake up and, yeah, I got to do the work. I got to turn things around. If I'm 17, I'm not trying to do that. Who wants to hang out with a loser in college? Nobody. You're trying to do things in college. You know, meet people and have fun. Hanging out with a loser. 855-212-4227. Hickey, can you imagine? I'm going to launch the Happy app and I'm going to do it like Facebook. I'm going to let college students be the first ones to access the Happy app.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it. I mean, that could get a lot of use on a college campus.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of happy, 855-212-4227. Greg is here from Michigan. He's very happy.
Yes, I am, JR. Mr. Positive. Thanks for taking my call. And yes, The Rock loves his pancakes. And oh, wow. God, I love your sense of humor.
Well, thank you.
I'm worried about my bills. I think maybe Hickey might be right. Okay. But I think my bills just might be able to pull it off.
All right.
But the reason I called was about Tyson and Paul. I echo the gentleman prior to me. I believe that Tyson's just going to come out. He's going to bob and weave. He's going to smack his gloves together. The ferocity that he's going to come at Jake Paul. Jake Paul doesn't know anything about boxing. As old as Tyson is, he knows. He's learned after 60 fights that he's had. He's just going to come in. He's going to bob and weave. And he's just going to, you know, he's so unorthodox and unconventional that Tyson's going to throw a roundhouse over his head. It's going to land on Paul's head and he's going to be out. There's no way that Jake is going to be able to, and you're right, it is entertainment purposes, but the ferocity in the history of boxing, in his prime, I still think Ali's the greatest, but in his prime, he scared you just by looking at him coming at you, and that's what's going to happen with Jake Paul. He's going to look at him and go, he's going to think about everything that he's ever seen, he's going to go, no, I have no chance.
Okay.
Tyson's going to knock him out. I believe that, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. We're going to see. I don't know. Uh-oh. Okay, took a while there for Jalen Hurts. He had a little shovel pass there and was on the ground for a while. There's going to be no doubt here the Eagles are going to get booed heading into the locker room. We'll get an update on that in a second. Marco Belletti, are you working as cut man tomorrow? Are you going to fly to Dallas and work the corner for Mike or what?
You want me to do that? Cut me, Mick? Do I bring the balloon that he had when they screwed up and they didn't bring the ice in the Buster Douglas fight? I could do that. You want to do that? The glove? Put the ice water in the glove and try to...
Yeah, you should do... Yeah, why don't you do the update from the fight tomorrow? What, right? No.
You know what? You got strings. You pull them, I'll go.
You want to go to Dallas to do that?
Sure. Or
Arlington. Sure, okay.
Sure.
What do you think is going to happen with this nonsense tomorrow?
Unfortunately, I think Mike's going down.
Oh, no.
Look, I don't want to see it. None of us want to see it. I don't. I'm concerned because as much as we think of Mike Tyson, we're forgetting that he's 58. And I'm sorry, that's a major concern for me because I think he's going to be uncoordinated. I think his mind of what he wants to do is there, but his body won't do it. And I think he's going to leave himself open. And unfortunately, Jake Paul is not a boxer, but he's got enough of a punch. And Mike will eat punches. That is one thing about Tyson that he's had in his whole career. You watch any of the fights that he lost, even a lot of ones that he won. Mike will eat punches because he just doesn't know any better, and he's got a damn good chin. Unfortunately, I think he's going to eat a few too many. That's what I'm concerned about.
He's 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
We got a 58-year-old man fighting a 27-year-old. What are we doing?
I'm worried about, again, if you watched, if you haven't, Google it. See the Holyfield when he was, I think, his same age, 58, 59, somewhere in that area, and he got into the ring.
No, thanks.
It looked bad because, again, his body was just kind of like, I can't do this. His mind was there. His body wasn't. I'm afraid that Tyson's going to be in the same spot. He's going to want to know what to do, and his body's not going to want to do it. It almost, if you get older, you want to do something. All of a sudden, you start to get up, and you're like, what the hell is that that's pulling at me? There you go. That's what it's going to be. That's what I'm concerned about.
I hope not.
And none of us want to say, who wants to see Tyson get beat up? I didn't want to see Tyson get beat up when he was in his prime. Like, I mean,
I want to see him beating people up.
Right.
I want to see.
Right. I would love to see it, you know, his feet, whatever that was, that like almost like that shuffle that he would kind of float into the ring with, you know, gloves up by his chin, 1-2 and down goes Paul. But I don't buy it.
I don't know if Mike still has it. You heard the interview we played with the young lady, right? The 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And she was not intimidated, so maybe Mike has lost her. She was not. She was just like, okay, all right, okay.
Where's Frank Bruno? He used to intimidate him. What, did he fight him 3 times?
Oh, my God. He intimidated everybody. That's one of the more iconic shots. Who was he across the ring from? And he was just... It was
McNeely?
Like the clock was ticking with Mike's eyes, and it was just like...
Is that when he came back with the McNeely fight, when he got out of jail?
I think it might have been. He was just, like, had his eyes. His eyes were tick-tock, tick-tock. He was getting ready to kill him.
There was a lot of fights that, look, they were over before the fight started because you could see it. They were scared of Mike.
Yeah.
And, again, that got kind of, you know, blown up with Buster Douglas and then Evander Holyfield. And you saw at the end because he got old and it wasn't the same. But, like, when he was in his prime, a lot of the fights were over because people were scared to get in the ring with him.
Nobody wanted to fight that guy.
And for good reason. But it's not that's not the Mike Tyson we're going to see tomorrow.
Maybe,
not 1988 no more.
Maybe he punches him in the nuts, and then I'd be okay with that, right? Disqualification.
I'd rather that, go the Galata route. Go that route than seeing Mike face down looking for his mouthpiece like he did with Buster Douglas. I don't see that.
We don't need this guy, Jake Paul, doing what he did to Nate Robinson.
Okay? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you want the lasting image of Mike in his black tights on the ground looking for his mouthpiece against Jake Paul?
Now Nate Robinson is out here looking for a kidney, unfortunately. I mean, come on.
Saw that.
What a world. Like, he has, what does he have, like a renal issue? Like,
I don't know. I didn't look at it. I saw that he was looking. I mean, and again, we remember Nate Robinson face down. I mean, he's a basketball player. He was a football player.
How old is he? 30 years old? 35 years old?
He's probably pushing 35, 40.
This guy, poor guy out here is looking for a kid. If you got a kidney and you're 5'8",
I don't think that's the match. I don't think it's the height. No, I think there's more to it. I don't think they go by height.
That might be me.
You said it. I wasn't going to tell you, but I was going to say, you know, if that's the case, you might want to get in line.
No. I like Nate Robinson, but how many? No, I guess if you can donate, you can. No, not me. I got other. I want my. Never mind. Good luck to him. It's serious business. Yes, it is. If he doesn't get one, he might pass away, Marco. Come on.
I didn't start this. I'm still thinking of the fact that if you're just the height wise, that would make it a lot easier for a match. Walk in. How tall are you? 5'6"? Nah, I'm sorry. That doesn't
Hickey,
work.
Hickey, give Nate Robinson your kidney. Go ahead.
I'm too tall. 5'1" and no big deal. Sorry. I would if I could. Too big.
It won't fit. Is that
won't fit.
All the best to Nate Robinson. All all seriousness, I mean, it was a tragedy if he, he was, oh man, he's older than, he's 40, oh my God, he is 40 years old. Damn, already? Hey, good luck to Nate Robinson, man. All the best. It's the JR Sportbury Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back and start to wrap things up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 14th, 2024, it's the day. Unfortunately, this is terrible. November 14th, 1970, this was the day that Marshall football, the team plane crashed. 75 players, coaches, and staffers perished. We need to show some love here ourselves. Let's go back to 2015. This is the love that ESPN decided to show.
There are no markers in the sky, no graves in the air. But like memory, they are always there, around this place, inside its people. November 14th, 1970. After a game against East Carolina, the Marshall football team boarded a flight back home to West Virginia. Southern Airways Charter Flight 932 left with 75 souls aboard, including 37 players, 8 coaches, and 25 boosters. They never arrived.
Good evening. A charter jet carrying the Marshall University football team home to West Virginia crashed as it tried to land.
A TC-9 Southern Airways plane carrying Marshall University's football team, rooters, and crew crashed and burned. That, according to state police and the FAA.
The accident is the deadliest sports-related tragedy in American history. In the ashes and aftermath, Marshall made a choice to endure. And for 45 autumns since, on bright fields and loud Saturdays, that's what the herd has done. Persevere, prevail, play. The memory is always there, in loss and sorrow, in victory and tribute. For all who love this sport, they are us, we are them. We are Marshall.
Yeah, that was 1970. I can't imagine there's still families who are dealing with that. November 14th, the year is 1993. Don Shula, he set an NFL record. He won his 325th game. Dolphins beat the Eagles. And then, how about this? The Jaguars did something amazing on this day in 2010. You might remember David Gerrard. You know, able to go out there, throw that Hail Mary to beat the Texans. So, a lot went on this day. Some good and some bad. And before we get out of here, you know, there's some good news. I guess this is good news if you're a fan of the Tampa Bay Rays. Man, they found a place to play. You know, we unfortunately, a Hurricane Milton ripped Tropicana Field to shreds. Listen to this news that came in earlier today. They're going to play at the Yankees spring training home all season long. Listen to this.
Breaking news that we are just learning now about the Tampa Bay Rays for the upcoming season. The team, by the way, will play its home games at Tampa's Steinbrenner Field. That is according to the Associated Press. That facility has about 11,000 seats, and as you'll remember, Tropicana Field was heavily damaged by Hurricane Milton. It will cost $55 million to repair that facility.
Yeah, that was courtesy of the Tampa Bay News. Well, I mean, the place holds 11,000. They always drew, I don't know, 16,000 max. Hickey, is anybody going to even show up and care?
Especially now that it's going to be hot and outside and humid?
Yeah, nobody's showing up.
No.
And the players don't even want to show up. Let's just be real, man. They don't want to play out there.
Forfeit. We'll forfeit. It's over.
And then they're going to go back into that concrete dump with the roof for one more year before they permanently leave. So the Tampa Bay Rays, they might as well be the East Coast version of the A's, except for they have a future home. Anyway, listen, folks, it's been good hanging out with you. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is done. Hickey, where can people find you online, all that good stuff?
Ryan underscore Hickey and the number 3.
Now, Sean Levine will be here holding it down for me tomorrow, right? Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Good stuff. Thank you to Brian Howell for joining us to talk Deion Sanders in Colorado. I'll be back on Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap. Let's see if the Eagles could turn things around. Third quarter's getting started. Washington leads 7-3. Don't move. Don't leave. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey. Thank you for listening, folks.